And welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today I have Steve.
Hey.
Sharpie.
Hey,
Chris.
Lisa.
And Lauren.
Hello.
Hi. I guess you guys already said hi.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Hey, every now and then you gotta switch things up, Lisa.
That's right.
Steve
Keep
started
you on your toes.
Mm-hmm. Steve started it. You can blame Steve.
I usually do.
We've been doing this for 5 years. We need a new...
Hey, should we announce that...
Oh, yeah. We've hit
Ooh,
1 million listeners.
I feel so bad for all you guys.
No, that's not like that's not 1 million
like
listeners.
Million
Jack, though.
Yeah, that's like...
That's what's impressive.
That's over almost 5 years we've had that many people that have clicked on the button and listened.
Your mom did a great job.
I know. I told my mom, I'm like, you have to listen at least... 10 times a day. Got to get our numbers up.
She's been drinking like 15 cups of coffee every day.
Like, yes.
Just clicking down.
What's
down
this Disney World thing you speak of?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But yes,
yeah,
1 million.
Your parents are there a lot.
We want to thank all 999,998 and Jesse.
Yes.
And our 1 millionth listener, whoever they were.
Got to make sure your math is right.
Yes.
All right, so speaking of Jesse, we're going to be doing some listener questions. So I don't know who all these are from. I know two of them, but I don't know the first one. I'll start. If anyone knows who it is, let me know, because I'm just looking at the list right now. So it says, hey, Lisa, hope you're doing well. Sorry to message you on here, but I thought I might get a better chance of being read on air. On our next visit to the world, my wife and I will be doing the deluxe dining plan. I think this would be a great show topic. Could be. That's why it's on. How would you use it? Where would you go? And do your opinions on restaurants change when you have that many credits? Absolutely. I think it's kind of funny how they become a lot more easily dispensable.
Well, you... And I know Chris and Lauren and Chris know a lot about dining, but the thing that we found out is every time when we're on deluxe, I want to eat at all the top places. I want to make sure I want to get my money's worth. So I'm always ordering. I like look at the price tags first, and then I look at the menu item. And I'm like, okay,
I'm looking for the
most expensive thing to get my money's worth, as well as the most expensive. I don't even know if you get an appetizer anymore, or is it just dessert?
You do. You get an appetizer on the deluxe plan.
There you go. You got to get the most expensive of all, and then total it up and see how much money I've saved at the end and how much weight I've gained.
I think
your whole pound.
Yes.
I think the best way to use the deluxe plan is to use it for like a character meal once a day and a signature dining once a day.
I think so, too. That's a great idea, because using, three credits for three meals.
I cannot imagine.
It's awful.
I would hurt.
Yeah.
After a day.
Well,
you might as well
not even get park tickets.
You could easily have if you weren't a character meal person, you could easily
have a nice breakfast, like Whispering Canyon one day, the Wave
or
one
Kona
day.
Or the Wave or something. Yeah. Like something that's not super heavy. And then, I mean, the nice thing about signature meals is those are actually your smallest entrees on property. You need that that appetizer and that entree and dessert, because it's not, it's never a heavy meal, which is kind of nice.
It's
always better food.
Yeah. You know? It's just the time crunch of having that many sit down meals you have to take into consideration. If you're just going to relax and enjoy it and not worried about getting in a ton of park time and taking the kids, and it's just you as two adults, then it's great. For some people, versus it would be difficult for us to take the two kids and have anything more than at least one sit down a day.
It
would be tough.
I have one lady who does it, and everybody else I've talked out of it. And I almost feel bad, because what I'll do is somebody will say, I want deluxe dining. And I will always say, 9 times out of 10, you can augment your meals with out of pocket. And still come in a little less than the deluxe plan. And every single time they don't get it, which is kind of shooting myself in the foot, but I don't really like to sell it because I think that people are not generally happy with it. But I do have one family, they do it, and they have little kids. They have little kids and the grandparents, and I don't know how she manages it, but she does. So
yeah, I have certain clients that like the deluxe, but they know how to work the deluxe.
Mm-hmm.
And I never try to talk them out of it because I know they know what they're doing and they know what they want, but I honestly, I'm with you, Chris, and I know it's rare we agree.
Right, I know, especially on this, especially on these kind of issues, I think.
I think that the deluxe dining plan is so much food, unless you're doing, like I said, you're doing a lot of signature dining.
And I always feel when I tell someone that it's not really a good deal that I'm almost being condescending, but I don't want them to come back and say, you know what? She was okay, but she sold me something I didn't need. And I spent, you know, 50%, 100%, actually it's 100% more on my dining than I needed. Yeah, it's double.
Yeah,
it's double. I would prefer them not say that. So I'm not being condescending when I tell someone it's probably not the best way to go.
But I think you and I are very similar in that stuff where I think we both say all the time, you don't need to spend money on that.
Yeah, we both do that. I mean, you get to a point where you kind of can feel out what the best thing, the best bet for people is. You know who this works for? It works for like your honeymooners that you send. They're just going to be hanging out. They want nice meals. And maybe they're really young and they want to pay this all off ahead of time because their budget can't really handle big nights out. So, you know, but they still want that. You know what I'm saying? So if they pay it off and that's not something they have to think about once they're on their honeymoon, that's kind of a nice option for them.
It is nice to not think about things and pulling your wallet out every time.
Oh, yeah. The only thing they're really thinking about is tips. But then again, your tips are going to be twice as much as they were going to be on any other dining plan. So that's something else to consider.
So I have a signature restaurant question. We have only dined at two signature restaurants. Artist Point and California Grill. Is the drink service as nice at every signature restaurant as it is at those two?
Do you mean the Diet Coke? It's all excellent.
I mean like the quality of the glassware.
Oh, like no. It's all the same.
Flatware.
Yeah, I've never really paid attention to that.
No, it's all the same. They have all the same. You mean like your wine glasses and your silverware and whatnot. It's all the
same.
Yeah,
I mean like at California Grill, your glasses were a much higher quality of drinkware. I know this is very – I am a details person, and that element alone really made the dining experience at California Grill worth it to me, was much nicer things. I know that sounds weird.
I don't think it sounds weird at all.
A drinking glass has a sharper edge – like I just appreciate those things because they're well crafted. I'm kind of a design nut,
so
I like things to be designed well and designed with purpose. And drinkware, I'm always impressed with restaurants that don't use a fire polished rounded edge drinkware.
Well,
I know
I
that
think,
sounds weird, but
no, I don't think that sounds weird at all because I always notice things like that too, and I feel that all adds to the experience. And I love deluxe dining. I feel like, you know, what do I get? I get about 2,000 calories to eat a day. Everything I eat, I want to be good and worth it.
Yeah,
and
you're getting good quality there.
Yeah, and you're getting really good quality food. And especially in a theme park, in some cases, when you're talking about, you know, Brown Derby or, you know, well, Yachtsman's not in a theme park, but that's, I think, a pretty good steak. Yeah, it's really good food. Yeah, that's really good. But you know what? You haven't eaten there. You would be disappointed because there were no tablecloths. And I was like, what?
See, you can't have signature dining
without
table linens.
I agree 100%.
That is you're charging me two dining credits for a meal, there had daggone well better be linens.
It was worse than that. They had a paper like placemat. Oh.
Are you aware?
Chris, no, I am not. Because even Kevin's not as detail oriented. Even Kevin was like, what? So I will say the food was really good. But I mean, it was probably, you know, my third favorite on property. But yeah, it was a little lacking. It looked like a little typical bistro that you would go to, not like higher end dining.
Hmm.
Because we ate at Artist Point for our anniversary last year. And, like, they gave us, like, free chocolate wine. And it was, like, free dessert and a bunch. It was a fantastic experience. The service was excellent. The food was delicious. And of course, as everyone knows, we love Wilderness Lodge. But I was just so impressed. And I even said this on the podcast when we reviewed that dining experience, was the way they served their sweetened iced tea. It was immaculate. It was just crazy. With this tiny little pitcher of cane syrup.
Steve. I love cane syrup.
It was so nice.
Would you say don't tell people this, but Artist Point is really good.
I know.
This should be a secret.
That's what I was going to just say. It's like the hidden gem of the signature dining at Disney World.
And it's pretty in there, too. It's really nice. Pretty. But it's casual enough you could bring kids, I think.
There was an adorable family sitting next to us last time. They had really gussied up the kids. The adults were dressed down. But, yeah, the little boy, he was probably 4 or 5. He had on his blue and white striped seersucker blazer. And the little girl was in like a beautiful little sundress. Oh, they were so cute. So cute.
Now I'm hungry for signature dining. Next time we go, we gotta go. I haven't been to the Animal Kingdom.
Artist Point, actually.
Yeah.
I want to do one. I haven't done either of the signatures at the Lodge or at Animal Kingdom Villas.
Oh, I haven't done those there either.
Why don't we do that?
I haven't done
Jico, and I haven't done the other one. Sanaa. Whatever. Sanaa.
I'm on it.
Sanaa would be good.
I would love to do. And they look nice.
Travel agents on it.
I just always forget.
But you know
about
what I have to say? Sanaa is a lot like Boma. And if you have people who aren't adventurous, they're not going to find anything at Sanaa. Hands, they will not.
Give me a kids menu.
Even the kids menu there.
Maybe we should do Jico now.
They have like,
yeah, we should do Jico.
They have like termite larvae and fried grubs.
Yeah, no, it's just Indian. It's like a pan sort of Indian Asian.
Well, that sounds awesome. Oh,
it is. It's very good.
Yeah, like Spice Road type of dishes.
Yeah, it's good, but it's going to be spicy and stuff like that.
Oh my gosh, give me the kids menu.
Come on.
I can book our dining April 16th. I'm on it.
Okay. Sounds good. We should, you know what, that Friday night, Jico.
Okay.
All right.
I'd love to get to one of those, yeah. And they're supposed to have like an amazing wine selection.
I was
going to
say, that's why Lauren wants it. It's got the wine selection.
Yeah, I don't need to eat.
Okay, so that Friday night is Jico, and then that, and I'm staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge to answer your earlier question. I'll make it easy on myself.
Perfect. Come on down.
Okay. Wow. That works. So I want to make sure that we actually answered the questions.
I think we did.
How would you use it? Where would you go?
There was a question? What?
We get so excited when we talk about food.
And then how would that change the way that you use the credits?
Well, everyone I talk to who does deluxe doesn't use all of them. That's the other thing.
Yeah, you
it's
will
like
end up.
Lisa said.
Yeah.
You have to plan it out.
Yeah,
well in advance, and you have to have all your dining booked, and you have to have all the math done. You just can't go there and say, what are we going to do? Or you're going to not.
You definitely have to plan.
When we have clients that want the dining plan, but they're resistant in making dining reservations,
mm-hmm.
yeah. I'm like, no, you don't understand that. Like to quote the commercials on TV right now, that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
No. Can I tell you something that happened to me?
You have to have a plan with the dining plan.
Can I just segue a little? It's related to food and what you're saying, Sharpie. I booked a lady 2 days ago, and she's traveling Saturday. And I was like, look, do you really want to do the dining plan? Because you're maybe not going to get anything. And she's like, I'm going to let you do it. Do you know what I got her today? Be our guest.
What?
I got her, she's only there 3 nights, so I got her 50s, Be Our Guest, and Tusker House. I could never get Be Our Guest. It's like the one time I was able to try to get it for myself, the system went down and I couldn't get it. I was so sad. Before it was processed, it didn't book it for me. So I was so happy I got that. And I forgot to call you about it, Lauren, because I meant to.
That's unbelievable.
That's awesome.
I never get it, ever. So,
well, I was going to point out that some people think that they need the deluxe dining plan because it offers 3 meals a day. They're like, well, the other plans are only two meals a day. They don't understand. You will be full, in my opinion, on the plus dining plan.
Yep.
You will very well have credits left over on that plan. You will absolutely have credits left over on deluxe dining. And, you know, just a little tip, when you do have credits remaining at the end, you can either be a good, happy Samaritan and perhaps pay for someone else's meal because you will have credits left over, or go to one of the locations where you can take out food, a sandwich or something, or a salad, take it home for the car ride or the airplane or anything like that. But use them up. And you can even trade down, which is kind of neat. The way the deluxe plan reads is it's good for any meal, so you can use table service or quick service. Technically, you could use it for a snack, and those are easy to take home. Kind of an expensive
snack. Actually, you get two snacks per
Yeah, you're going to get those
too.
Quick
service credit.
That's a lot of food.
Okay. I didn't know that, Sharpie.
You get a lot. Yep. Oh, you get two snacks for food credit. That's interesting.
Yes.
Wow. It has though?
It has to be at a quick service location.
Yes. It's this weird rule.
Can't be at a gift shop.
I tried to do it at a gift shop, and they were like, no, you would have to go to, say, Pico's Bills and then get a snack there.
Get like two desserts or something.
Yeah.
Or
the best place to do it is at your resort, because your resort has bottled drinks. And like packaged grapes and carrots and stuff like that. So if you want to stack up for a trip home with the kids, go get a bunch of healthy snack type stuff with your quick service credits, and you've got food for the road.
Nice. Okay. So the next one comes from Mandy. Okay. Don't make me start singing.
What are you going to, we call her Mandy, sweet as candy.
So what you call her?
Yes.
I didn't know we called her that.
I don't know. Either.
Like some of us call her that, like me and Marla, we call her Mandy Pandy, sweet as candy. I don't know why sorry, Mandy, you don't know that. I'm sure I've called her that to her face. I don't know. She's a kid. She's sweet.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, because she's not sweet as candy. She's kind of, you know, she's sarcastic.
Mandy punched a pandy? That would be Chris.
That would
Sorry.
Be Chris.
Yes. Maybe Chris
taught her.
And it
has to be a baby pandy.
Poor Mandy. You are sweet as candy. All right, go.
Oh, my. All right, really, so I got accepted for another college program. Hooray! For Bell Services. And since I know that Steve did this on his program, I was wondering if he could tell me some of the details about what this role entails. I know some things have changed since he did the program.
Like 20 years ago, 25 years ago.
Yeah. Back then, they didn't even have cars.
They didn't even have real pants. He had to wear those shorty pants with the stockings.
You still have to wear the shorty pants with the stockings.
They didn't have elevators. He had to like use a rope to get people to the second floor.
I'm still telling you, I will give you $25 for a picture of you in those pants. $5, Steve.
Needs to be more than that. At least $75.
All right, Mandy's question.
Oh, wow. Sorry.
Okay, so I know that some things have changed since he did the program, like Magical Express, but any advice would be appreciated. Steve?
So what you'll end up doing, probably what you'll end up doing is you'll be at one of the desks. I forget what the position's called.
Standing up.
Yes.
Services.
Hopefully not laying down, Mandy, because then you're going to get fired.
Yes.
All right. Maybe this wasn't a good idea.
But you'll be at the desk at the front desk, or you'll be at the desk outside by valet, because all the actual bell men and valet positions are tip positions, and a lot of those people have been there for like 15, 20 years. So you'll answer the phone when people are calling down to get a bellman for their luggage, and you'll put together the little work orders. So when the bellman come up, you'll hand them the work order to go, you know, have what room it is, and they'll go either take their luggage or pick it up. And the same thing for valet. You'll put together little orders with the keys on them so when the valets are up. And then sometimes when it gets busy, a couple of times you'll have delivered luggage to the rooms when it's real busy, when they need a bellman or someone calls in sick, or your valet parking cars if they're slammed, or if they need someone extra to do that. And then there's some convention stuff that usually comes in if you're at a convention hotel, where you're helping get groups ready with all their giant orders of luggage. And then there's also room deliveries. So if you have a group, you might have a bunch of gifts that get delivered to the rooms, and you kind of put those together and sort them out and get that all set up. Same thing with probably Magical Express.
I remember you were telling me about how, like, the ladies would come up and they'd be like, here's my room key, Steve.
Yes.
They'd be like these older ladies.
Well, see, Mandy's not going to have that problem.
Yeah, you didn't have that problem either.
To you. Yes. But it'll be, it's fun. It's pretty easy, and it's
a
lot of fun.
We need to have her on the show when she's done. We need to have her on the show and get a fresh perspective from Mandy.
And if you're at the Grand Florida, you have to wear the little knickers with the long socks.
Do they even make, no, they make the girls wear the skirts, right?
I can't remember. They might wear
the girls
skirts.
Do because I just.
In other words, just hope you don't get the Grand Floridian.
I don't know.
Although the knickers might be, you know.
Or you could get the beach club with the little sailor outfits.
Ugh. God.
Oh God, that's just awful.
They're the worst. There is a little sailor outfit.
Comical. They are comical.
I hope they don't put her some. I hope they don't put her in a value because she just did All Stars last spring.
Really?
So I think it'd be nice if they let her move up a little.
Yeah. See, and I don't even know how the bell services there works. It's probably more of a because they don't have like a bellman that takes the stuff to the
Do
room.
They not? Yeah, because they have bell services at all those resorts, right?
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. So, like,
but it's
so,
just not as. I don't remember.
Well, and they also have to handle things like bringing out
it.
The scooters and the strollers and stuff like that, which is not easy.
Yeah.
So, you'll have to tell
better,
us all about
brush
it.
Brush up on your piloting of scooters, Mandy.
I don't even. You don't. We don't even remember ever getting a scooter.
Really?
Well, they weren't really a thing back then.
I don't remember any scooters when I worked there.
People just.
Any wheelchairs or any like or the occasional refrigerated item that we would do, but there was no delivering of groceries back then. There was none of the
scooters back then, Steve. They just had like rickshaws.
That stone wheel from the BC comic.
Yes. Well, we just would rent that out.
Here's your wheel.
And we used to have to polish those trolleys, which I don't even think the trolleys and the bird cages that you push the luggage on, but I don't even think they have those in brass
anymore.
No, they
still have those big brass ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, they still have those.
Then you get to do that. You get to use polish to clean those every night.
Wow, Steve.
Yeah, so lots of fun stuff coming your way.
Wow. Can you tell her anything nice?
It's fun. It's fun. And then you get to hang out with all those people. What you need to do
get to
is
hang
you,
out with people like Steve.
Now you get to hang out and then you should meet people in other areas, and then you could maybe like get in with some people in the parks and you could go to ride Pirates of the Caribbean at night when it's closed or something and see some
cool
stuff.
Oh, and it'll
stuff.
Be dark.
Or closed. It'll be closed, Steve.
That's true. Well, then maybe you could go in there when they're refurbing it. And you could give us some info on what's going on.
Then you could tell us. But don't worry, we won't say where we heard it from.
Yes. Mandy at Bell Services.
Yes. So Mandy and I are actually going to go to Dapper Days on Saturday.
What's Dapper Days?
A couple
Days?
Hours. Dapper Days is where everyone dresses up in retro clothing and goes to the park. So that's on the 14th. So, and I know we actually have listeners who are going. So
that'll be fun.
I'll be the one in green.
Post photos on Facebook on Mouse Chat.
I will.
Okay. All right. Should we try one more?
Yes.
Last one.
Okay. Oh, this is going to be a long answer.
Drum roll, please.
Kyle writes in.
I bet we could do it in 2 minutes.
Come on.
All right. All right. Here we go.
Let's play a game. Whoever the first person is who digresses has to put $5 in the digressing can. And at the end of the year, we'll donate the digressing money to charity.
Is that the same can that's going to tally up when you go in May?
Yes. We can have a whole charity thing going.
Wow.
All right.
Some charity is going to make a lot of money off of us.
Yes.
All right. So with all of the speculation concerning magic bands at Disneyland, I was wondering how you guys would change the system to make it more Disneyland friendly. Obviously, it would need to be changed to appeal to the local crowds that account for a good majority of their attendance. Thanks, and keep up the great work. Kyle.
I honestly don't think they need to change anything. They need either. Because we saw how smoothly they integrated local pass holders into the system at Disney World, and I don't think it's an issue. I think the only issue is that FastPass Plus favors people who are staying on property 60 days out, but I think they could compensate for that at Disneyland.
Well, yeah, if where, you're a good neighbor.
Yeah. Well, and also even just being able to do it 30 days out, or, you know, I think their guests are more impromptu. I don't think you wait as long for rides there regardless. No.
And if you get up and you get there early,
yeah,
you can hit everything in the park before 11 o'clock.
But maybe FastPass Plus will screw that up. So
make a major change to it. I think they should do a completely different thing at Disneyland. You should be able to walk up to this kiosk with your Magic Band, tap the Mickey, and it would give you a paper Fast Pass.
I don't think you need a paper Fast Pass. No. I think you can do away with the. I still think Disney World should do the same thing. I think that you should be able to book one Fast Pass. 2 hours later, book another Fast Pass. 2 hours later, book another Fast Pass. Just like the old days, but you do it at all either a kiosk or on your phone or whatever works. And it's all on your Magic Band. And you get rid of the paper, which saves money down the road. It's more economical. And you go back to the old system.
I like that idea, but I don't think they'll ever
But using
it.
The Magic Bands.
I know.
I think it's workable.
They don't have the ride. They don't have the ride capacity to support it.
I think. Well, so we had the guy on who did 365 days. Was it Brent?
Yes.
So he liked the new system because as a local, he said, which I didn't even think of. He's like, you know, when I used to go to the park every day and get there at 3 or 4 or 8 at night, everything would be gone with the old system. He goes, now I've got 30 days out and I can book. You know, stuff 30 days out, all the stuff I want to ride. And then when I show up, it's not already, you know, they're not closed and there's availability because I've booked it as an annual pass holder. So as a local, it's pretty nice that way.
Well, then
way.
How about you can book one before you get there?
So,
you know,
I think the locals,
your 2 hour rule.
Yeah. So I think the locals like the way the system is now. If you can just go and if you're diligent enough to book that stuff.
Yeah, I like that I don't have to get into the park and race to Toy Story to get a Fast Pass.
Yeah.
You know, I do like that part. But I still like I still think that the 2 hour way worked much better.
Yeah, I missed the we go as a group and the spontaneity of saying, okay, where do we want to get a Fast Pass for? Do you guys want to ride Thunder Mountain? Okay, let's go get a Fast Pass and then we'll go do it in an hour or whatever. And now it's like, okay, we've got a group and we can't ride anything together because
and the wait time on everything is 90 minutes.
Because because none of us can get fast passes, or the ones who got fast passes, the other people can't. There's no way to. We're all in the standby line, and those queues are way too long. So that's what I don't like about the new system. So but the rumors are Disneyland Paris. They're gonna roll it out. I mean, they've got. The majority of the kinks worked out. They're now selling Magic Bands like every other week in some new design and fashion and limited edition. And so
I still can't get over how easy it is to buy things with it. I mean, intellectually, I understand. I put my little hand on there. Boop. I put the numbers in. But when you see what you've spent, you're like, oh, and now I'm used to it. So don't do that anymore. I'm very much more careful, but if you're there once a year and it's like a big trip when you've got all these kids and you're buying things, then the next thing you know, you have just maxed out your credit card.
Yeah.
It's easy. It's like on a cruise, when we'll go on a cruise and you only buy a handful of things, a drink here and whatever. And then at the end of the cruise, you go get your folio at the desk and you're like, holy cow, that was $400 I just spent. It goes by really quick. Adds up fast.
That's why gift cards are so important.
Did we digress on anything?
No.
I think we stayed on it.
I think we were pretty good, Chris.
You people really don't want to donate to any charity, do you?
I think you just digressed, though, in asking about.
I think you did.
Okay, I'll throw $5 in.
You took us off task.
Speaking of mouse chat and exciting stuff, do we want to talk about the meetup?
Sure.
All right. Go ahead, Lauren. This is your baby.
Oh, me? No.
Okay, so I'll start it, and then y'all can join in.
You
so
know Lauren's going to jump in with details.
Yes. Yeah, she can fill in the details because I'm not a detail girl, unless it's glasses at Signature Resorts like Sharpie. So this year we're doing a meetup in October, and the date is basically the 17th of October. It's a Saturday, and we're going to do a scavenger hunt. Have we decided which park?
Magic Kingdom.
I think Magic Kingdom.
Yay, Magic Kingdom. And then we're going to, what else are we doing?
That'll be sometime late morning.
Okay.
Yeah, so scavenger hunt over at Magic Kingdom. Right now I think we're thinking we're going to meet over by the Wedway People Mover or the Tomorrowland Transit, whichever way you want to call it.
That's shaded.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll have all the details.
And then we'll kick that off over there. So yeah, I'll put it on the Mouse Chat site. And then that evening, where are we meeting at?
Bay Lake
Top
Tower.
Bay Lake Tower. That's right.
Yeah, so we have a, what is it, a villa?
It's a three-bedroom grand villa,
three-bedroom. It's like Vegas.
It is.
Three-bedroom grand villa.
We're going to have gambling.
Yeah, we're going to bet how much. Never mind.
Yeah, so we're going to have a three-bedroom grand villa over at Bay Lake Tower. And we're going to do a little trivia over there and hang out. And that's going to start probably about 7 o'clock and go to about 10 p.m.
Yeah, because we're like losers. And by 10, we got to go night-night.
10 is,
tends to be witching hour.
Everybody out.
So we're just going to have a meetup. And we have to cap that because it's not that big of a area. So Steve, when he sets up the scavenger hunt sign up, which is free, but it's nice to have people sign up so we can keep track. You can also sign up for that, but we just have to figure out what we're capping it at.
Yeah. So if you want to rub elbows with Sharpie, Lauren, Chris, Lisa, and myself, you got to sign up pretty quick. And they're both free.
We're going to have a blast.
Well, cost them something. They're going to have to spend time with us. There is a cost for that just mentally.
We'll have snacks and Lauren will be providing wine. Yeah. And Steve will provide wine.
Are you going to bring a Chris? Are you bringing those like hard lifesavers, the mint ones with the?
Yes, I totally am. So I'm going to keep them in my cardigan pocket. So if y'all are good, I will give you a fuzzy one. I thought you were going to ask for my salted caramels.
Oh, I like those.
I'm not going to ask for them because I've been asking for them for 2 years.
You know what? You know why the Griswolds have never gotten more salted caramels? Because Lisa was like, these are good, but they stick to the paper. And I was like, no more salted caramels for you.
That was a complaint?
Yes, it was.
Oh, my goodness. I think you should just give it to us in like a vat.
I might forgive you.
How about you just bring one for me to try?
I will.
Just one.
Poor Lauren. You might have to get there early to get a salted caramel.
My kitchen should be done.
Yeah.
She's still not going to make me salted caramels.
I will.
She's going to make salted caramels in the villa.
Hey, why don't you do a little cooking class? You could do a Mouse Chat salted caramel cooking class sponsored by Chris Wood.
You know what? I could do it. I think I could. I'll bring my stuff down. I'll bring my thermometer down.
You said that last time. I'm not falling for that one again, Chris.
Do you remember all the stuff Chris brought with her last time?
Oh my God.
She had cookware, bakeware.
She had her Lecuse.
I had a cast iron skillet.
Yeah, she had a cast iron skillet.
Dishwasher. I saw the dishwasher in there. She had everything with her.
Yeah, it was good.
She had her bacon
looks coming through airport
pan.
Security.
Yeah, I can't imagine what security thought
of I did fly with that, didn't I? That
Your
was
favorite
sure
spoon.
Yes. That's kind of weird flying with a cast iron skillet when you think about it. You should see what I'm bringing to Europe. I'm bringing my own cast iron skillet. I'm kidding.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right. So it's going to be really fun. Just sign up.
Yeah, so I'll put it up on Mouse Chat, and then we'll put all the event details up there. So
go to pixievacations.com.
Yeah, and if you need a room.
Book us. Come on, folks.
You can.
We want you at our event. We want all of our listeners at our event.
That's
well,
a
we only
lot
have
of listeners,
like 35
apparently.
People.
But we have a million listeners. Come on, folks.
I know, right?
Yeah, but those are all
We're
going
to issue
mom.
Fast passes to meet Lauren.
That's actually a good idea.
I'll be the one with a bottle of Pinot Grigio at the end.
It was recently Land and Sea Week on Wheel of Fortune.
What? Land and Sea Week?
Disney Cruise Line, Disney World, they did a Land and Sea Week on Wheel of Fortune.
The
wheel.
The name of the seven dwarves.
What?
The lady said Happy, Sleepy, Doc, Grumpy.
Yeah, so first
Sneaky.
Sneaky
the dwarf. Instead she said Sneaky. That's the dwarf you can't trust.
We've all met Sneaky Dwarf.
Sneaky Dwarf.
Yes.
Yeah. Instead of Sneezy, she lost like several thousand dollars by saying Sneaky. Sneaky the Dwarf. Come on, folks.
There was a lot of high pressure going on there.
Oh,
yeah.
Studio lights, the timer counting down, probably.
Tell it to Vanna.
You got Vanna White wondering if you can know it. Of course she is.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Vanna White and Pat Sajak.
Yep.
Wow.
I watched The Wheel.
I am not surprised by that.
I don't even know what they call them, but I'm one of them.
You're a wheelie.
Steve's a wheel watcher.
That's it. What else do we have, Lisa? Anything?
I think that's everything.
Was exciting.
Okay. So, we're going to wrap up the show here. I'd like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. As Chris Sharpie said, call them if you need any booking a room, vacation, package, and support. If you have any questions for us, those can be sent to comments@mousechat.net. If you like our shows, you can go to iTunes, and you can also go to mousechat.net and download whatever show you like. Thanks so much for joining us. Please join us again next week.